Cape Talk.
Bruce is on The Money Show.
I don't think there are very many of us who wouldn't love to divorce themselves from the national grid, wouldn't love to get as far away from a dependence on the state as possible when it comes to energy security. We're 15 years into load shedding. Finally, we're starting to see big companies starting to make their own plans for alternative energy sources. The latest is Vodacom. It's poised to get into a pilot project to buy all of its power from independent producers. Shamil Joseph on the line to us from Kenya this evening, where he is in Nairobi. He's chief executive at Vodacom. At the moment, you've got a really complex, I think, system of electricity acquisition through 168 municipalities and all kinds of arrangements that you've had to cobble together over the years, Shamil, in order to make sure that your operations do have enough power.
Hi, Bruce, and thanks for having me on the show. Yes, it is a complicated environment because we've got 15,000 sites, and at any point we consume 60 megawatts of power and a total of 532 gigawatt hours per year. It's quite complicated because the consumption at every site, it's not where you can basically build and self-generate at every site. So it is complicated, and the solution that we're designing with Eskom, we think will be helpful, but also something that can that other corporates could follow.
You're designing it with Eskom, so you're not looking to be completely independent of Eskom.
No. So what we're doing on our big sites where we can self-generate data centers, offices, there we're doing solar and doing self-generation. But in other places, of course, 15,000 sites, you can't self-generate because the site's not big enough to accommodate the solar panels. So we need like an extra between 39 and 10 square meters per site. So it's not possible. So what we've been talking to Eskom about, and specifically Andre, is essentially to sign up with the IPPs. And the IPPs are looking for long-term commitments so that we can then contribute that power to the grid, and then they would then wheel it to our particular sites. And we'll start off a pilot with the Eskom sites, and then they are trying to help us with a solution for the rest of the municipalities.
So forgive me for being thick here, Shamil, but I can't picture how this works. At the moment, we've got power stations, they link to the national grid, they burn coal and they ooze their power into the cables and it gets delivered to you and your systems operate. And now we're going to have these IPPs, they're going to be oozing their power onto the national grid as well. How does the relationship between you and the IPPs in relation to Eskom function in practical terms?
So the idea would be that we basically sign up with the IPPs, and the IPPs then contribute the power to the grid. And then Eskom essentially allows us to consume the power. It doesn't sort out load shedding, to be very clear, but it helps us to move all our power onto renewables. However, if many corporates do the same, and that's, what Andre's been talking about, if 100 corporates can all do 50 to 60 megawatts of power each, that will help to alleviate the problem. And so, we want to be the and be working to be the pilot that other corporates can follow. In so doing, we help to alleviate some of the pressure on Eskom. So then, of course, it can fix itself, so to speak, but also that you've got more power being added to the grid.
And it's a hell of a difficult environment. I mean, you must be really battling at the moment in terms of the big breaks. And I saw Jackie O'Sullivan from MTN talking about this last week, saying, that because of stage six load shedding, the gaps between load shedding aren't big enough to recharge, for example, batteries at base stations, which themselves are vulnerable to theft and hijacking of batteries and stuff. So it must have been a hell of a thing in the last couple of weeks, really just keeping the base stations running.
No, to be honest, it's terrible. It's been hugely disruptive because it affects our customer availability. And that's why you'll see, you get poor quality on the calls and these type of things because, ultimately, base stations run on power. So we've had to roll out a lot more batteries. I mean, in the last 2-3 years, we spent 2 billion rand on batteries. Besides that, you know, we've basically, the batteries get stolen. So now we've had to go to armed response on the sites, cameras and all kinds of solutions to try and protect the batteries. But then also with the latest round of load shedding, it doesn't have enough time to recharge. So we're now having to add more batteries or generators to the sites. And actually, we have a clear plan to reduce our carbon emissions, but in fact it's increasing because we're having to burn more fuel to keep the sites up and running. So, you know, that's why we're looking for all kinds of solutions that will help us move to green. And so this solution will help us from the perspective of moving to green power, but it won't necessarily solve our side-by-side issues. And that can only be solved by by more power into the grid, so to speak, moving more and more to bring more and more generators on. And we want to move to hydrogen generators, but it's not really readily available in South Africa.
But the cost of doing business, Shamil, I mean, yes, and don't forget to cut your data costs, and don't forget to cut cell phone bills, and don't forget to be cheaper. But, I mean, I don't know how you're expected in this environment to do that when the cost of doing business has escalated as dramatically as it has over the last couple of years and continues to escalate because of security to protect the stuff that is there to mitigate against state failure. It's on the verge of catastrophe, really, it would seem.
That's about 400 million extra just in operating costs besides the money that you're spending on batteries and continuously renewing and adding batteries. So it's hugely disruptive.
Shamil Jossop, Chief Executive at Vodacom. Just contemplate that. I mean, yes, in our own lives, it is frustrating enough. You arrive home in the dark and the battery on your garage remote didn't work. And so you've got to then bypass that. And it's dark and you don't know if somebody's going to biff you over the head as you try. It's all the regular stuff that, unfortunately, you become quite used to in South Africa, isn't it? 400 million rand a year extra in costs just to keep cell phone networks running.